ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. So in verse number one, Arjuna asked the question, which is better, to worship you in the impersonal way or worship you in your personal form? This Bhagavad Gita has begun with questions by Arjuna, especially when he said, now I am a soul surrendered unto you, please instruct me. And then Krishna began his instructions. Let us now look at text number two. Please repeat. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Mayavesha mano yemam. Nitya yukta upasate. Sraddhaya parayopetas. Tame yukta tamamata. Synonyms. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Mayi, unto me, avesha, fixing, manaha, the mind, ye, those who, mam, me, nitya, always, yukta, engaged, upasate, worship, sraddhaya, with faith, paraya, transcendental, upeta, endowed, te, they, me, by me, yukta, tama, the most perfect in yoga, mata, are considered. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, those who fix their minds on my personal form and who are always engaged in worshiping me with great and transcendental faith are considered by me to be most perfect. So this is very similar to the final verse of chapter 6. Yoginam apisarvesham madgitain antaratmana sraddhavan bhajate yo mam same yuktatamo mataha. Let us now go to Srila Prabhupada's purport. In answer to Arjuna's question, Krishna clearly says that he who concentrates upon his personal form and who worships him with faith and devotion is to be considered the most perfect in yoga. For one in such Krishna consciousness, there are no material activities because everything is done for Krishna. But as we studied in chapters 4, 5, and 6, there are no material activities. That does not mean there's no activities. There are spiritual activities. This is a point. Many people can't understand that there are spiritual activities. Many people think spiritual life means no activity. But that's not what we learn in Bhagavad Gita. There are spiritual activities falling under 9 categories. Shravana kirtana smarana vandana pada sevana dasyare pujana saki janatma nivedana govinda dasavi lashare. There are 9 different spiritual activities. Let's continue. A pure devotee is constantly engaged Sometimes he chants, sometimes he hears or reads books about Krishna, or sometimes he cooks prasadam, or he goes to the marketplace to purchase something for Krishna, or sometimes he washes the temple or the dishes. Whatever he does not let a single moment pass without devoting his activities to Krishna. There is this thing called bhava, and we study this. There are 9 symptoms for one on the bhava stage, the preliminary stage of love of Godhead, one of which is avyarta kalatvam, being very concerned that not a moment is wasted. And the best examples of this are the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan. They are the acharyas. They were always asking themselves, am I in Maya or am I engaged in Krishna's service? And such persons as Rupa Sanatan and Raghunath Das, they were engaged in Krishna consciousness hour after hour after hour, and they'd have to ask themselves, did I eat today? Did I sleep today? They were so much absorbed in activities for Krishna. Haridas Thakur wouldn't eat until when? 192 rounds were done. Amazing. Such action is in full samadhi. Let us go now to text 3 and 4. If you're ready, say Hari Bol. Very good. Please repeat. Yet vaksharang anir desham avyaktam paryubhasate sarvatyagam achintyangcha kutastam achalang dhruvam saniyang indriya gramang sarvatra samabuddhayah te prapnuvanti mam eva sarvabhuta hite rataha. Synonyms: yea, those who, to, but, aksharam, that which is beyond the perception of the senses, anirdeshyam, indefinite, avyaktam, manifested, paryupasate, completely engaged in worshipping, savatragam, all-pervading, achintyam, inconceivable, cha, also, kutastham, unchanging, achalam, immovable, dhruvam, fixed, saniyamya, controlling, indriya gramam, all the senses, sarvatra, everywhere, samabuddhayaha, equally disposed, te, they, prapnuvanti, achieve, mam, me, eva, certainly, sarvabhuta hite, for the welfare of all living entities, rataha, engaged. Please repeat. But those who fully worship the unmanifested, that which lies beyond the perception of the senses, the all-pervading, inconceivable, unchanging, fixed and immovable, the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, by controlling the various senses and being equally disposed to everyone, such persons engaged in the welfare of all at last achieve me. So, in the previous verse, he said, topmost is to worship him in the personal way. Now he has explained, alright, You want to worship me in the impersonal way? Not so easy, is it? Look at what you have to do, right? You have to worship that which is unmanifested, which is beyond your sense perception. The deity worship is designed so that you can meditate on the absolute truth with your senses. But this impersonal is, can't perceive it with your senses. All-pervading, inconceivable. And then what? Controlling the various senses, being equally disposed to everyone, engaged in the welfare at last. Not right away. At last. What do we learn in chapter 7? Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mang prapadyade. The Gyani has to take many, many, many births. But what did Prabhupada say? Chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles, you will go back to Godhead in this lifetime. You're all going back. You're all going back. How many of you chant 16 rounds? How many strictly following four regulative principles? You're going back. I believe Prabhupada when he says that. I have full faith in that. Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Those who do not directly worship the Supreme Godhead Krishna, but who attempt to achieve the same goal by an indirect process, also ultimately achieve the same goal. Are you boys paying attention or are you having a conversation on your own? I'm not looking at you. Please read the book. This is school. And I'm a strict teacher. No. I'll have to point out. By indirect process, also ultimately achieve the same goal. Sri Krishna. Quote, after many births, the man of wisdom seeks refuge in me, knowing that Vasudeva is, oh, that's the verse I quoted from chapter 7. When a person comes to full knowledge after many births, he surrenders unto Lord Krishna. I've preached in this point many times, that if in this life you have come to the conclusion that Krishna is God, and you don't have any doubts, that is something that you have been striving for many, many births. That's a great gift. Because not everybody can say that. I'm sure you know many people, Indian, non-Indian, they can't say that, but you can. Don't you all accept that Krishna is the Supreme? Do you all accept that? That's a special blessing from Krishna if you've been able to come to that point. And according to this, many, many births. If one approaches the Godhead by the method mentioned in this verse, he has to control the senses, render service to everyone, and engage in the welfare of all beings. It is inferred that one has to approach Lord Krishna, otherwise there is no perfect realization. Often there is much penance involved before one fully surrenders unto him. And in this same context, Lord Chaitanya, speaking either to Rupa or Sanatan, said that one may engage in yoga or jnana or karma, but they cannot be successful unless there is some tinge of bhakti. So bhakti is the real thing. Let's continue. In order to perceive the super soul within the individual soul, one has to cease the sensual activities of seeing, hearing, tasting, working. This is the impersonal path. In the personal path, we still see, but what do you see? Murti, deity. We don't give up hearing, but we hear about Krishna. The impersonalists have to eat this much. little, we can have big plate of prasad. Right? They have to give up all kinds of work. But we can work for Krishna. Nishkama Devi Dasi has to drive so many miles to do her service in Laguna. Same with Ananda Vrindavan, Jaya Krishna Das. Driving a car is work, isn't it? But that work is for Krishna. Yes, you're working for Krishna. Jai. Then one comes to understand that the Supreme Soul is present everywhere. Realizing this, one envies no living entity. He sees no difference between man and animal because he sees soul only, not the outer covering. Reminds you of chapter 5, Vidya Vinaya Sampane, Brahmani Gavihastani, Shuni Chaiva, Swapakecha, Pandita Samadarshanaha. There is no equality on the material platform. Even if you tried to make it, it can't be. There's no equality. The equality is on the spiritual platform, where everyone is spirit soul and everyone is subordinate to the Supreme Lord Krishna. But for the common man, this method of impersonal realization is very difficult, as Krishna will say in the next verse, one of the big main verses. Yes, sir? Okay. With this verse, or, well, yes, now, we finished the verse. Why?
Because there are verses in the scripture that say otherwise, that say that one has to come to this platform of completely attaining love of God. You know, for example, there's a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that says, Bahujanma Parajiti Sravan Kirtan, Prabhu Napai Krishna Padapramavan. Even if one chants and hears for a lifetime, if that is being done with offenses, one will not get the love. So the real question is, if by chanting 16 rounds and following principles, you come to the platform of pure chanting of Krishna, then you will go back. But if you do not come to the point of pure chanting of Krishna, then I have some doubt how you will go back.
So, do you want me to respond? Okay. My response is that if you are committing some offense, then you will not be able to chant 16 rounds and strictly follow the four regulative principles. If you're able to chant 16 rounds every day and strictly follow the four regulative principles, that means you have come to the stage that you're talking. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what will happen if you commit offense? Eventually, that offense will manifest and you will slack off your chanting of 16 rounds and gradually manifest in breaking one of the regulative principles. I know. Okay, then the next thing I will quote is what Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction. In the Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada writes that if one completes 16 rounds every day and strictly follows the four regulative principles, he is gradually elevated step by step to the Uttama Adhikari platform. So, me, Nirantara Das, I know nothing. I am less intelligent. All I can do is have complete faith in what Srila Prabhupada teaches. And why should I do that? Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata gural tasyaite katihita hi artha prakashante mahatmanaha. If I have full faith in Krishna and in my spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic literature are revealed. So, as far as me, I have full confidence and faith in these things. I preach them. If, as you say, you have a doubt, what can I say? I don't have the doubt, and therefore I will preach. I don't dispute what you're saying. The way I explain it is that if you do as Prabhupada is saying, you will fulfill, because obviously Prabhupada is not going to say that you can go back to Godhead if you still are offensive. And in other words, what you say, my explanation is, if you actually do what Prabhupada is saying, you will reach that platform. That's how I explain it. Yes. Go ahead.
This verse can easily be misunderstood to have the understanding that if one does not come and worship God personally, that he attains the same goal. In other words, isn't the understanding of the verse that one who has tried to achieve perfection by worshiping the impersonal aspect of the Absolute ultimately has to worship the personal aspect?
Yeah, they'll have to. Yes, they're going to reach the goal, meaning they'll realize impersonal Brahman. And I did say that Lord Chaitanya said, whether you're a jnani, karmi, or yogi, if you want success, there has to be some tinge of bhakti. Obviously, those who do the impersonal, right, are not going to get the same result as the personals, because they don't want. Now, the verse in Bhagavad Gita 7:19, right, says that after many births they come to the understanding Vasudev Sarvamiti. In order for anyone to actually come to the understanding of Vasudev Sarvamiti, obviously they have to be blessed by a pure devotee. Because we know that from Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad says that, and who was that? Jadabharat said, unless you get the blessings of a pure devotee. So, yes, so you're right. Not to be misunderstood.
So, when you just said here, at last achieve me.
Yes.
In the last sentence, is it talking about achieving me in my personal attribute? I think that's what it is.
You think that's what it's being stated?
Yes. Here, at last achieve me should not be taken to mean achieve me in
my personal. Yes. Yes, I would agree. As he says in the purport, it is inferred that one has to approach Lord Krishna, otherwise there is no perfect realization. It's in the purport. Prabhupada is agreeing with you. Yes, and that's why I said, and at some point, they're going to have to come in contact with a pure devotee. At some point. Are we okay? Wait, well, one at a time. Wait, slow down. One at a time. What is your point?
Somebody commits offensive unknowingly, then by chanting,
in the Rani Pai. Chanting Hare Krishna in Rani Pai or often.
Yes, but you, but okay, but it doesn't dispute that, but it still remains. In order to go back to Godhead, you have to chant without offense. You have to come to that stage. Yes, in the beginning you chant with offense, but by constant chanting, you will come to the offenseless stage. None of these statements contradict the other. Wait. What? Kamsa got liberated because he was killed by Krishna. We discussed that earlier. That's the only reason. He was personally killed by Krishna. Yes, he was always thinking of Krishna. But because he got killed by Krishna, that's why. Okay, wait. Yes. Therefore, Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaya Vacha Patitanang Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Yes? Are we okay? I would agree with you. I would agree with you. And on this topic, Prabhupada says, of all types of Vaishnav aparad, the worst is Guru aparad. All right. Can we proceed? You may ask. Can you come so that I can hear? Whoa. Wait, I can't hear you. Come to the room. Walk in. Hmm? Yeah, he was never going into the temple, yes. 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 So what? He was popular amongst the Vaishnavas. Okay, so? Haridas Thakur's chanting was offenseless. But what is the doubt? Haridas, okay, you want to know about Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma and sometimes Prahlad. But in general, he's considered Brahma Haridas. He took his birth in a Muslim family. But Lord Chaitanya made him the teacher of the holy name. Haridas Thakur was chanting 192 rounds. Haridas Thakur was the spiritual master of Durga Mata. Haridas Thakur, when he gave up his body, requested Lord Chaitanya to come. So when Haridas Thakur was giving up his body, Lord Chaitanya came. Haridas Thakur took Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, put it in his lap, and gave up his body by chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So Haridas Thakur is the best example of humility and chanting. He's Namacharya. We cannot imitate him, but in ISKCON he's glorified Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki. Yes? We're good? We're good? Okay. All right, we don't have time to go to the next verse, so we'll do that next time. That's all right. So, is everybody happy? Any more questions before RT? All right. Oh, there's another question. I hear talking in the back. Is there a question? All right. If we have a pujari, let's all rise and worship the Supreme Person.